Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Texas Insanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Come on, let me know what you think. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, or I can make it really easy for you. You can sign up for our text messaging. Simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. A lot going on there, a lot happening. You know, again, there's a lot of stories up on the website. You can check them out. Give them a thumbs up, thumbs down, whatever. Comment on them, whatever you want to do. And like I said, there was a lot happening. There's some of the craziest stories out there. And I'm so glad some of you truly, honestly, are pushing back on these. Because there's enough of them out there to truly push back out on. While dropping off her daughter at school, a judge decided to remove the 6-year-old from the mom because she didn't wear a mask. It's just amazing. It was a normal day for Dr. Michael Epstein, a family physician, when she went to draw... Micheline. Yeah, that's what that is. Went to drop her daughter off at the Birch Waltham Lennox School on the Upper Side last week. Now, until her entire life was turned upside down in about 30 seconds. Now, the mom explained on the phone call that her daughter was already inside the building wearing a mask when the school nurse and the school security attempted to force Dr. Epstein to wear a mask on the public street in front of the school. You catching this? On the street, a public thoroughfare in front of the school. What do you think of that? Now they're going to follow you around with little radar guns. See if you have a mask or no mask. No one got physical or anything. She just refused to wear the mask. They were outside on a public sidewalk, Dr. Epstein's boyfriend Jeff Gutenplan explained, adding that the daughter was wearing a mask because they are required. Now, the mother explained that the school nurse had come out and was aggressively demanding that she put on a mask, but she was already leaving and did not accept it. Right? The next day I know, my daughter's taken away from me. I mean, this is nuts in New York. I don't know what you people are doing there. You keep voting these whacks in, and then you wonder why these things happen. Dr. Epstein is separated from her daughter's father, and they had a shared custody agreement. The child splits times between the home equally. Now, following the confrontation at the school, Dr. Epstein left, but would soon find a letter from the expensive college prep school. Her estranged husband and the attorneys for both parties, the school was demanding that Dr. Epstein was no longer permitted to drop off or pick up her child from the school. Dad's got to be driving this. They're going through a nasty divorce. Dad's got to be driving this. And if that wasn't already bad enough, the father used a notice about the mask situation to request an emergency hearing for full custody. Justice Matthew Cooper granted that after berating the emotionally devastated mom. It's just amazing. So they're not using science. And they're, well, in this case, they're using nothing but emotion, nothing but fear. This is just crazy. I'm going to say it again. This is why it's so important that you guys vote in the right people, that you pay attention to who you're voting for. Really that simple. Now, Dr. Epstein was not permitted to see or even speak with her daughter, even though it was her sixth birthday. To get two supervised visits with her daughter per week, she will need to wear a mask inside of her own home. Inside of her own home. She will be told and forced to do what she wants. I told you. I've been telling you for years they want control. I didn't think it was going to be like this. But when Obama was in and we saw what was happening, saw who we were putting into place and the kind of things that were coming down, I said, look, they want total control. Go back and look at the website, my website. I'm not just saying it because all of a sudden it's a fad. It's just amazing to me. And it's not going to stop anytime soon. It's going to get worse. They're going to keep slamming this stuff through until they get totally what they want when they want it. Anyway, Jennifer Van Laar is going to join us after the break. She is a senior editor over at Red State. And I'll tell you what, Red State and a few other groups, a few other publications are great for keeping you updated on what's going on, the stories that are happening. I don't know if some of you have noticed it, but I've been told that the videos on YouTube, some of them are saying that they're unplayable. Now, I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't know what that's about. I think I know what it's about. And I sure as heck am not going to beat my brains out to try to get them to release them. I've played this game with them before, and you lose every time. That simple. So I'm not going to beat my brains out trying to make it happen. If you really want to see what's going on, you can head over to the website. You can watch live there. And if the link isn't up, if you can't find the link, I'll fix that later on to get some of the shows from a year gone by. But I am not beating my brains out with Facebook, Twitter, and or YouTube to get them to get it right because they don't care to. They're just not interested. And while you're at it, you can sign up for the text alert, CRS, text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. I guess Stephanopoulos asked Joe Biden what he thought about Cuomo and whether the women should be believed. And Biden, in a coherent moment, basically said, yeah, they should be investigated. If he's guilty, he should resign. And maybe even, ready for this, criminal charges be brought against him. Think about that. Joe grew his spine. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Don't go far. Jennifer Van Laar joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive. Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion-dollar industry. Text TECH to 48542 for more info on the EV EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Feel the rhythm now. Sugar things together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving up. Sugar things together, you and me. Come on, baby. Sugar things together, you and me.
We are back. We are back. He's got to use the right button, then we come back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Let's, you know, get you involved, get you engaged. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, get involved in the conversation. But you got to get informed first. Make sure you have the right info. That's always exciting and always good. I told you Jennifer Van Laar was going to be with us after the break, but she's not. She'll be with us in the next hour. Situation came up. She's got to deal with it, and that's much more important than us for the moment. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're with us, that you're involved and engaged and truly dialed in and dialed up, right? You know, knowing what's going on or being part of what's going on. You know, the Democrat Party seems to be, I won't even say, they're enamored by failures. They're enamored, and not because you get stronger later, but they're enamored by failures because and people who love to break the law, people who have no regard for the law. Think about it. They think, or there are those in the party that think that the J. Edgar Hoover building should be renamed to the Stacey Abrams building. Or the FBI building, because she's been just such a champion, right, for law and order and you know, for the downtrodden. There's only one problem with that. First of all, she's got some issues between the years. And it's not because she's black, so if you want to be a racist, then you do what you got to do. She still hasn't conceded her race in Georgia. Remember, it was stolen. 52,000 votes. I mean, the Dems are experts at this. They wrote the book, the manual, and the update. Right? 52,000 votes, she claimed that we stole. Somehow, some way. So she's never conceded. And yet they were calling for Trump to concede 2 hours after the election was stolen. I mean, the votes were counted. Think about that. On top of it, there's the organization that she founded right now is being investigated for voter fraud. They're registering dead people. They're registering people in addresses that don't exist. Look it up on your own. But they love her. They think she's wonderful. Joey B. I mean, I'm going to hit some other ones in a minute, but you think about it. He's got unemployment is out of control. I don't care what the numbers say. I mean, look at who's working where and how. Right? Union workers. I mean, where are those people that were working the fence, that were working the pipeline, that are going to be, you know, these oil rigs offshore or onshore, the natural gas work that's being done. All those people are out of work. And then they're surprised when they see the numbers. But he's a hero. He's a hero. Right? The challenge at the border. That's what somebody called it from his administration today. They're calling it a challenge at the border. Which is hilarious. I guess that's the Chicago way of dealing with things, right? In Chicago, they're killing kids every weekend. Kids. You heard me. Kids. They're killing kids every weekend. And what's happening? They're blaming it. The mayor blames it on guns coming in from other states. Is that wonderful? It's a Chicago. Just deny it. Deny what's going on. Stick your head in the sand. Don't answer any questions on it. Right? Like, again, that's what's happening in Chicago. Nobody's fessed up to the fact that they need stronger police. Oh, did I just swear? They need stronger police protection. They need more people, more police, but they're not. They want to defund the police. Isn't that good of them? These people are scary. I mean, truly, they're scary on more levels than one. See, I just don't, again, as you know, I'm not a big proponent of saying, well, the American people know better. And no, I don't believe that for a minute. I think most Americans, most, are running around trying to keep food on their table, you know, trying to deal with what's going on around them. And they don't know. Many people I ask who I think are somewhat astute, they have no clues that the comings and goings of the government as a whole, or even their own representative for that matter. What they voted on and didn't vote on, right? Anyway, again I say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And when you get these people, I guess Joey B. has decided now that he just might. You notice I said just might? He just might do a press briefing. I don't know what they called it. It was interesting how they worded it. But for all intents and purposes, let's just call it a press briefing. Can you imagine him out there trying to ask questions? Or, let me see how smart you guys are. Or what they'll end up doing, we'll have to submit the questions in writing so we can research them properly enough for the president to answer. Well, shouldn't he know this? When that call comes in at 3 o'clock in the morning, what do they do? Tell him to hold off till he gets properly debriefed? He'll need a day or two? Till the geritol kicks in? I mean, really. Is he the guy you want? The joke. Is he the guy you want to answer the phone at 3 o'clock in the morning? Anyway, this is just hilarious. And over, Pete Buttigieg, what does he know about transportation, if anything? Right? I mean, he has no clue. And, matter of fact, most of the people that Joe's put in place are all so far left, they couldn't get elected on their own. Oh, there you go. I'm watching. The DHS secretary gave his speech today. And now these people are lined up to still come into this country. Who brought them here? Who poked and prodded them to get here? Why did they not cross New Mexico when Trump was president? Right? Because they knew he meant business. And he held back money from them. From those countries that wouldn't step up and if nothing else, enforce their own laws. He cut funding to them. And look how effective that was. I didn't see the interview, but I heard earlier today that Trump was like furious about Biden's border crisis. But he's also saying it'll get much worse. Well, you know, with all due respect to President Trump, we already know it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Because Joe's not going to move on. The people around him aren't going to move on. I'm truly starting to believe that bloodshed is what they want. Because if they get the bloodshed, if they get the fighting, if they get the name calling, all that other stuff going on in the street, they're going to point and say, oh, see, there's proof. See, there's proof. It's what these people wanted. 855 Real Jeff. You guys are sharing hilarious. Yeah, I agree. Those are about how the questions will be. They won't even ask him what color socks he gets on. He might be confused. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former President Donald Trump is urging people to get a COVID vaccination.
I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, we have our freedoms, and we have to live by that, and I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine, it's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works.
Trump making those comments Tuesday night to Fox News. The former president's recommendation coming as Indiana and Ohio have become the latest states to announce they will open up their vaccine eligibilities. Indiana widened their eligibility to all residents 45 and older effective immediately. Ohio will begin vaccinating all residents 40 and older on Friday, with shots being opened to all residents 60 and older on March 29th. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get engaged. Be involved. Make sure you have the information you need. You know, have the fight, if you would, or push back. But make sure you have the information to push back with. Anyway, 855, like I said, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I guess Trump has been popping up on Maria Bartiromo's show there on Fox News. I've always been a fan of hers, even when she was in the finance world, because there was no foo-foo with her. Everything was, you know, this is what it was, this is what the stocks were, this is where the market's heading, this is what's going on, and either, you know, you better run away or else, you know, kind of thing. But, you know, Trump expressed his frustration on her show earlier, and frankly, he credited the Washington Post for correcting Georgia election report. He said, look, I'm happy they had the courage. But it's still, where was the courage when it happened a day or two later? Now, really, think about it. Now, Trump gave the credit to the Washington Post after it was forced to issue a major correction in the report about a phone call he had with Georgia election investigators. The Post initially reported that Trump had told an official working in Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffenberger's office, to find the fraud. He lost that state, narrowly lost that state to Joe Biden. However, a newly merged recording on December 23rd of that call found that he didn't use those words at all. Instead, Trump said she would be praised when the right answer comes out, and encouraged her to closely examine the mail-in ballots in Fulton County, the heavily blue and most popular county in the state. The typos. Who wrote this? The Post published a lengthy correction to its story. 2 months after the publication of this story, the Georgia Secretary of State released an audio recording of Trump's December phone call. Now, the recording revealed that the Post misquoted, shocked, I tell you, I am shocked that the Post would misquote President Trump. Trump didn't tell the investigator to find the fraud or say that she would be a national hero. Instead, Trump urged the investigator to scrutinize ballots in Fulton County, asserting that she would find dishonesty there. He also told her that she had the most important job in the country right now. Okay. Why was that wrong? Because it humanizes. We don't want to humanize him. He has to be the big, bad, yellow man, right? The guy who has no feelings, no love, no compassion for people. I want you to look at how many people suffered on the border right now under Joe Biden. How many people suffered at that border from Trump? Trump's plan was much more humane than Joe's could ever be. You're going to get them in this country, you're going to release them. Where are they going to go? Where are they going to stay? How are they going to eat? They don't even know about American dollars. What are they going to do? Right? At least Trump. So we get to the border, that's it. You ain't getting any closer. We're going to process your paperwork. We'll have a place for you to hang out. The Mexican government would feed them to a degree. And it was just an agreement that the states made with Mexico. Obviously, I'm doing it in a nutshell, people, but you know what I'm saying. And somehow Trump was the bad man for that. You know, think of the courage and the strength that he has, Trump has. Because I got to tell you something, if it was me, I wouldn't be so calm. That something would be tore up somewhere. As I was making fun of them, I'd be throwing stuff around. Really, don't you think? I mean, seriously, I had the lowest unemployment rate. I had the wall up. We were stopping people from coming over. Now we're finding terrorists and others that are coming over the border. Right? The Border Patrol is stopping to a degree. I mean, look at all that that's going on in, 50 days? 55 days? Something like that? Trump has every right to be irritated. He busted hump for the country he loves. He busted hump to make sure that we were safe, the economy was moving forward, and all they did was pound on him for 4 years. Really just pound on him. 855 Real Joe, 855, love to know what you have to say, 855-732-5563. And that's a big, again, as I said earlier, it's a big step for them because none of them really truly fix themselves. They rather drown than have that happen. You know, I talked about this the other day. Still waiting for her to say something. Kamala Harris, nothing. On Cuomo's sexual misconduct, not a word. If you got something, send it to me. I'll retract my statement. I haven't seen anything of note. So Cuomo's sexual misconduct have gone yet, you know, another day without comments from Vice President Kamala Harris. Remember, she was the one that called out Joey B, but then, she didn't really retract it. She just kind of ignored it after he chose her for VP. During her appearance, she praised the roles women held in democratic societies. The statute of democracy also depends on the fundamentally on the empowerment of women. Really? Why can't it be? Why doesn't it depend on the fundamentality? Is that a real word? Really? Of empowerment of women, or does it really rest on the empowerment of all people? That we're all created equal, that we all have the ability to make our lives better, that we can all choose the work that we want to do, how many kids we want to have, where we want to live. Oh, no, you can't now. That's right, because you've got four kids, you're a single mom or a single dad, you're working two jobs, you can't choose where you want to live. You're right. You will be able to eventually. Right now, this minute, this day, no. So take a look at your life. What are you doing? What are you not doing? Where are you putting money away? Where are you spending money or not spending money? Look at the choices you made. Before you blame it on everybody else, including Republicans and the government, look at the choices you have made. And I don't want to hear what your friends are getting from the government, how they've beat the government. Not interested in any of that. Just amazing. You know, again, my grandparents came here, immigrants from Italy. They made it work. They were not educated. And no slight on my grandparents. They were not educated people. Not at all. God, and as far as foreign affairs go, I mean, look at what's happening now. Look at how things are starting to heat up. All of a sudden, Iran's got a new, a new spine, all right? We'll leave it at that. All of a sudden, Iran's got a new spine, and they're willing to flex that spine. And they're not going to stop anytime soon either. We've got a weak president, people, and a weak VP, and a weak, Speaker of the House. We're arguing more, or they're arguing more, on what they can get across to the American people and push through, even with the Republicans in government, the few they have, than they are about the real issues of the day. How much did they cover, you know, what was going on, the positive stuff that's going on in Florida and other places? No, they cover from a negative standpoint, don't they? And now we're hearing that, this is great too, now we're hearing that Iran might have actually helped Biden in the race. So now we have Iran and Italy. Well, what else? There was others too, right? We know it was Russia. China. Isn't that great? And it's not surprising to hear it. You know people can't keep it quiet. Anyway, Cruz said it's not surprising. Because during the Obama presidency, when Biden was serving as vice president, the worst foreign policy mistake of the entire 8 years of the presidency was that catastrophic Obama-Iran nuclear deal. It put $100 billion in their hands, over $100 billion, allowed them to start to sponsor even more terrorism. He said, now you look at today, foreign policy decisions made by President Trump, well, they were made to pull out of that deal. It's not just that deal. He was trying to pull us out of all the crazy stuff that didn't put us first. Actually, put us last. Trump is senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up soon. You'll listen to The Real Side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
We're back. You are definitely listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Get up to the website, therealside.com. We can sign up for things and do things. And, look, some of you had heard that the judge has dismissed the case against Katie Hill and myself or her coming after me. However, there are little legal hooks in there. We're not done yet, okay? We still have fighting to do to make sure it's done, sealed, and finished. So I will let you know how that's going, but that doesn't mean I still need help. We still got legal fees that are mounting up. And frankly, if we get them all back, if the judge gives us back all the money, I will either ask you who you want me to donate it to or get it back to you in some way, shape, manner, or form. And that's a promise. I will put it out there and say, hey, if you gave money, let me know what you want to do with it. But what was that saying? It ain't over till the, well, can you say this anymore? It ain't over till the fat lady sings, or the fat guy, or the fat gender-neutral person? I don't even know. I don't know. Well, maybe I can't use fat, right? Because that's skinny-shaming or something. I don't, I'm so confused. I don't get any of these things. I really don't. So, I think this is hilarious. You know, again, as you know, I come from a family of immigrants, and I don't mean immigrants seven times removed. I mean, I was sitting in the living room across from my grandmother. She could barely communicate with me. That kind of immigrant. Here from Italy. And what I can tell you is this is not the America they were looking for. This is not the America they came to. Guaranteed. And they didn't want help from the government. That was an embarrassment. If you got help from the government, I mean, seriously, when you think about something, if you got help from the government, that meant you couldn't cut it on your own, and that was embarrassing. See, it's really funny how they want to put the immigrants out as people that, you know, they want handouts, they want help. That's not true. That is so far not true. Now, there are some, but there's white folk like that, black folk like that, and Asian folk. I mean, everybody has those in their groups. You know, Cesar Chavez, the big, you know, for some of you who don't know, I mean, seriously, this was a man that fought hard for the field workers, fought hard to make sure that they got paid well, that they had good environments to work in, and also that they worked. I mean, he was an interesting fella. But you know what? He hated, listen to his name, Cesar Chavez, he hated illegal aliens. Thought it was terrible. Unlike Alex Padilla and Becerra and Newsom and Pelosi and all those in the Democrat Party, Cesar Chavez knew that the illegal aliens would hurt America, would take jobs from hardworking Americans, would take jobs from people who needed. Listen, here's the thing. You know how we always said for the longest time, we kept saying that, look, you know, Americans won't do those jobs. And we were proving them wrong. We had when the crap really hit the fan. What was it, back in 2009, we had lawyers, successful attorneys who just went into a nose spin without washing dishes just to feed their families. Think about that. So anyway, he knew it would harm Americans. He knew it would take jobs away from them. And especially the ones that worked hard to get here, the ones that had worked in those fields to save enough money to become American citizens. He testified several times before Congress because he was against illegal aliens, you know, coming into the country and getting all these benefits. But yet they still tout him as a hero. Not really. Apparently they don't know what he did, because today, if I did that as a white guy, I'd be considered a racist. You'll have to take his name off of school buildings all over the place, won't you? Won't ya? Now, Chavez, although erroneously described as a civil rights leader, he was more of a labor leader. He worked hard for his buddies, especially the ones in the United Farm Workers Union. His struggle wasn't for the civil rights of Mexicans, Mexican Americans, Chicanos, non-white people, or any other contemporary, you know, these identified groups. His cry was for the cause. He wasn't interested in La Raza. And the cause was securing higher wages, better working conditions for his union members, for his people, if you would. Chavez's most formidable obstacle was the supply of cheap illegal labor flooding over the border. And he spoke against it on a regular basis. He couldn't compete with that. You had hardworking, again, Hispanic and black families working the fields, working for these people, working in this world, if you would. And frankly and honestly, he'd tell you flat out, the problem I have is when the illegals come over, they work for next to nothing, they're living in bad conditions, they're willing to do all that. How do you compete against that? You know, part of it is the farmer's fault, sorry. The employer's fault. You're employing these people, I know. You're trying to make a few extra bucks, but how much extra money are you actually making? And then us Americans, usins. If we'd stop supporting this stuff. Now look, it's kind of an asinine over-the-top statement, but the reality is, if we didn't have such a drug problem in this country, drugs coming over the border wouldn't be an issue. The same thing here. When you know, people screaming about when Trump put the tariffs on China, push back on China and people didn't want to pay an extra $25 for a washer. What does that tell you? Right? They're willing to get beat up. They're willing to get taken advantage of. They're willing to allow those kids to work in slum labor, warehouses and such. They're okay with all of that. Using language and voicing opinions that would send an MSNBC anchor into an apoplectic shock. Yes, the tongue and the lips aren't working. Chavez would have made them crazy. Matter of fact, he would stop having them. They would probably stop having him on their shows. He never attended high school, but he sat down, he taught himself basic economics. And if you think about it today, he'd probably be considered in the same realm as Donald Trump by those bigots and haters of the progressive movement, because they would never see him as a progressive because he didn't like illegals. Chavez would be probably canceled, not allowed to speak at college campuses. Think about that. Right? He opposed job taking. He opposed big time human sex trafficking. Couldn't stand the drug cartels. And really, really, really went off on the illegals that were abusing their kids in the field, coming over here, working on a daily basis. Think about that. And Biden, with his new no border law, whatever the heck you want to call it, Chavez would be having a heart attack right now. He wouldn't be on Biden's side with this. They wouldn't be on his side either. They probably could care less. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. These EOs that he's putting out, they also suspend the deportation of illegal aliens. Chavez is spitting in his grave right now. There's actually smoke coming out the sides of his coffin. But really, when you think about how much of that was coming over. Even back in his day, what a big deal that was, right? Somebody asked, I wonder if Beijing Biden even knows how Chavez felt about. Are you serious? He doesn't even know who Chavez is. He doesn't even know where he is right now. Joe is, that is. It's just amazing. You know, I didn't know this, but in the Resolute office, Oval office, I'm sorry, in the Oval office directly behind the Resolute desk, there's a bronze bust of Cesar Chavez. Now, President Biden's staff placed it there when he moved in. Right? And Cesar Chavez Day is March 31st. It's easy to find out a lot about him. I'm wondering how soon it'll be hard to find the actual information on him, the true information on him. That would be really quite amazing. We'll hit the phones on the other side of the break, I promise. But leading up to Cesar Chavez Day now, I wonder what's going to happen with that. They'll probably hold him in high esteem, but won't know why. Because all the young people know, if you were to ask him about him, I think the only thing they would know or admit to knowing is that somehow he pushed for the farm workers. That would be it. Right? Because they only know what the professors are teaching them. Or what the professors profess to teach them. When I think about some of the stuff, again, why is it that these young people are watching the Grammys this Sunday? Yeah, Sunday I think it was. They're screaming about the objectification of women. And you can tell I'm stuck on this. I can't get out of my head. And they were fine with everything that went down on Sunday with women, towards women. A woman in a glass cage chasing dollar bills around for dancing. Wow. Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.